Blog Talk Radio. He created you to worship him. Just say, Lord, I'll worship you always, God. Oh, God, I want to keep my promise to you, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to his name. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm on it.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We know that there is power in the name of Jesus. We know that there is power. The Bible said there is power in the name of Jesus. And when we call up on that name, God hears us. God hears us. We want God to hear us when we call on him. Praise God. There's no other name. There's no other name as powerful as that name. There is no other name like that name under the sun. There's no other name can do for us like that name, the name of Jesus. We love that name. We love that he has given us that name, that we may call upon him. You ought to be glad. You ought to be glad that Jesus gave us that authority. Yes, to call upon his name. Oh, for in that name there's healing. In that name there's deliverance. In that name you can be set free from any bondage that's holding you. We use Jesus. We should use Jesus' name more than anything else. There's just something about that name. Praise God. In that name, praise God. Oh, praise God. He's our master. He's our savior. He's everything. He's everything. Everything that we need that pertaining to life and godliness in Christ Jesus. Oh, the rain may be falling, but you can call on the name of Jesus. Praise God.
That's right, go on the radio.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We should call up on that name when no one else even is around. We can call up on that name even when someone is around, that they may come to know Jesus. That name is so powerful that we just can't even explain it. We can't fathom. So high, so deep, so wide. It's Jesus. It's all about him, people. It's all about him. I don't care what people say about you, what people do to you. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Praise God. In that name. In that name. Thank you, Jesus. And he told us to come into his praises with thanksgiving and praise and adoration unto him. He's the author and the finisher of our lives. And he said, there's no good thing I will withhold from those that walk upright before me. Praise God. Jesus. 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 He can be Jesus in the morning and in noonday and at night. There is no certain time that you got to call upon him. He's real. He's a real God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Enter into that rest in Jesus. He has become our rest. And we rest in him and love him and adore him. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you right now, Lord, asking you to forgive us of our sins, wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, O God. Establish our going in and our uprising and our sitting down and our going out, Lord. Father, train our thoughts and our minds to praise you at all times, O God. To walk, O God, in the anointing, God, that you have, O God, blessed us with, O God. Touch your people everywhere that may listen to this program, O God. Father God, if they're standing in need of anything, it may be a healing, O God. Father, it may be a son or a daughter. It may be drugs. They may be hooked, O God, and can't seem to shake it. They may be behind prison walls. Maybe they are bearing some kind of hurts, O God, and it's in their hearts, O God. Clean us up, O God. We need healing, God, in every aspect of our lives. And God, only you can do it, God. Comfort that mother, God. O Father God, comfort her and give her peace, Lord, in the name of Jesus, O God. O Father God, she done tried everything she can to try to get that child to come upright and to walk upright. God, she done prayed and she done cried, oh God, in the wee hours of the night, God. Some mother have lost her son, oh God, to the gun, oh God. and seem as though they can't shake it, oh God. But help them to release it, God, to you. Say, Lord, this thing is in your hands. I will praise you. I will continue to praise you. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. Because all of my help, Lord, cometh from you, Lord. I trust in you, Lord. You told me to believe, God. And I believe on you, God. You told me to have faith, God. So, Lord, I have faith in you, God, that you're going to do the miraculous, oh God. Father, touch your people everywhere, God. Everywhere, God. Oh, Father. Yes, Lord. You are their God, oh God. That they'll lean and depend upon no one else but you, Lord. It's all about you, dear Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus. Oh, God. They'll bring all their cares and burdens and lay them at your feet, God. Oh, God, and enter in with you, God. And, God, truly, you will enter in with them, God. And truly, God, oh, God, every trial that they face, oh, God, you're going to bring them through, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Heal high blood pressure, diabetes, oh, God, all kinds of cancers, oh, God. Heal, Lord God. Heal mental illness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, heal, Lord God. Heal, Lord God. Heal, Lord God. Family relationships, oh God. Heal, Lord God. Heal, Lord God. Oh God, heal tonight, oh God. Those, oh God, that are walking in anger and bitterness, unforgiveness, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Heal, Lord God. Heal, Lord God. Touch your people tonight, oh God. Walk with them, talk with them, oh God. God, you said you would never leave us, neither will you forsake us. Oh God, touch, oh God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Father, your people are needy people. Yes, we stand, oh God, in the need of you, Lord. We stand, oh God, because we need you. We recognize we need you, and we can't do it without you, Lord. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we sing your praises, oh, God, we know that there is healing in your wings, oh, God. Oh, Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, speak to us right now, Jesus. We need you, Lord. We need you. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, right now, right now, right now. Oh, God. Oh, speak to us right now. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you now, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Well, you are listening to God's Favorites radio program coming to you now tonight on this October 8th. Praise God. We're here to worship the Almighty God, to encourage you. Praise God. Father, if anything that you stands in need of tonight, we believe in Father God is going to heal you and take care of your every need. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one? Someone that seems as though that you just can't get over, and it's still weighing on your heart, and God wants you to release it. Tonight is your night. Have you lost a son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Tonight is your night. God wants you to be free, to bring them all to the altar, lay up everything, maybe slain by the bullet, or whatever you may be going through tonight. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that, he didn't leave none out, he said all. I stands on that little word all the time. He said all. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God wants to give us rest from the trials and the tribulations and the ups and downs that we face in life. He said that we would have them, but he said they would be light afflictions. God is speaking. God is pouring himself out to you and you and you and you and you. And he wants us to hear him when as he speaks. He wants us to rely upon him and to trust him. He said, I know the plans I have for you. God have plans for your life and my life, praise God. Hallelujah. plans to bless you and not to curse you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We serve a good God. Yes, we do. We serve a good God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. At this time, I'm going to let and allow Minister Peggy Biden to come to you. And after she comes in her own way, I'll be right back with you with the encouraging words for today. Praise God. Minister Peggy.
Thank you, Pastor Vivian George. This is God's Favorite Radio Program with Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorite, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana, 70073. Home phone number is area code 504-347-5797. Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Victorious Living on Friday nights at 7 p.m. with Minister Janice Williams. And to listen to our radio program, dial this number, area code 714-409-0578. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578. Give it to a friend or a relative or a group that you're with and let them be great listeners. You will be blessed on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. and on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Tonight our prayer requests are for our nation, feeding the world with living word, for food and water, for children without parents, for homeless people, illness in all hospitals, drugs in neighborhoods, very important for us to pray for our neighbors, pray for our neighborhood that we're living in. Because there's so much going on in this world today, we never know what goes on in a household. We need to pray for our parents, and we need to pray for family members, because they're our own, and God says somebody has to reach out to them. Healing for our land is real great. We need to pray for healing of our land. Storms in our lives, yes. And in Psalms 107, God saves us from many dangers. Thank the Lord because he is good. His love continues forever. This is what those whom the Lord has saved shall say. He has saved them from the enemy and has gathered them from other lands, from east and west, north and south. Some people have wandered in the desert. Some sat in the gloom. Some fools turned against God. Others went out to sea in ships. They stumbled and fell like people who were drunk. In their misery, they cried out to the Lord, and he saved them from their troubles. He stilled the storm and calmed the waves. They were happy that it was quiet, and God guided them to the port they wanted. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his love and for his miracles he does for people. Let them praise his greatness in the meeting of the people. Let them praise him in the meeting of the older leaders. He changed rivers into deserts and springs of water into dry land. He made fertile land faulty because the people did their evil. He changed the desert into pools of water and dry ground into springs of water. He had the hungry settle there so they could build a city in which to live. They planted seeds in the fields and vineyards, and they had good harvest. God blessed them, and they grew in number. Because of disaster, troubles, and sadness, their families grew smaller and weaker. He showed he was displeased with their leaders and made them wander in the pathless desert. But he lifted the poor out of their suffering and made their families grow like flocks of sheep. Good people see this and are happy. but the wicked says nothing. Whosoever is wise will remember these things, and who will think about the love of the Lord? This week, your challenge is to think about the love of the Lord. We just got through with a storm passing New Orleans. Would have been in bad problems. Would have had a lot of disaster. But we thank the love of the Lord and we share that with our families and friends. We pray for those that have been through this hurricane or this tropical storm and is still traveling. It's still bringing rain to desert lands and is still helping others. The destroying, yes, it did destroy a lot of stuff, but God is everywhere. Everyone is included. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Colossians 3:15. When the world looks for qualities that will get the job done, the externals get the nod. You like people who have charisma. You like people who have pizzazz, who can put up a good front. We have noticed that everyone tries to have integrity and honor and true character. We look for people who look good on television and people who can debate. Characters we'll do without if we have to, but those are not external. But God passes up the externals and look for the humble of the heart. His message of peace through faith in Christ is universal, unlimited. Isn't it wonderful that we have a Lord that we can come to, we can thank him, we can praise him, and we can still cry our problems to him, and he will hear and understand us. Let's think about the blessings you had this week and share the love of God to everyone. Remember, this is God's Favorite Radio Program with Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. The number is area code 714-409-0578. If you'd like to give a praise or if you'd like to ask for prayer, just press the number 1 after you have dialed the 714-409-0578, and it will let us know that you would like to speak with our speaker. Pastor Evangelist Vivian George would be mighty glad to just sit down and talk with you and give praises and encouragement to you. Also take down your request, and we have others to pray with you. And remember Victorious Living on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Minister Janice Williams will do the same. Be a great listener. Call this number. Area code 714-409-0578. Share it with a friend, and the love of the Lord will be your blessing. Isn't it wonderful to have God? Pastor Evangelist Vivian George.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Peggy. Oh, thank you so much. You are a blessing, I tell you. Praise God. We are just so grateful to have her. Praise God at all times. Praise God. Tonight I want to, this is family night. This is family night. My topic would be family planning. Family planning. And you may ask, why do I want to talk about family? Because I feel like first God told us to praise him, but God also first created the family. And this is what makes up our world, the family. And we could talk on many other things, which we do. God tells us many other things, but we don't want to ever forget about it. I created the family so that we could have a beautiful world, but our world is in so much chaos. Why? Because people are not going back to what God has created. God created families for a purpose and a reason. And we don't look at it many times. That's why our homes are torn up with divorces and children going astray, and husband and wife is so much at each other's throat. But if we really find out our purpose in the family, the family don't have to be broken. So we're going to look at a couple of scriptures first before I go directly into a lot of teaching. Praise God. And we're going to go into Genesis. What is family planning? Genesis chapter 1, 25 through 28 says, "And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw it was good. And God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful." And I pause there, because our world is getting to where we don't want to be fruitful. Our young people does not want children. But this is a command from God. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish. How are we going to have godly people up here if we don't replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth? God has given that to man, to have dominion over the earth. Why? So that we can provide for ourselves, so that we can eat, so that we can have clothing, and everything. God has provided everything that we need. Praise God. Look at Genesis 1 and 4. Praise God. Genesis 1 and 4 said, "And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness." He didn't want us to live here in just total light all the time, or total darkness all the time, but he separated it so we can rest at night. Rest from all our toils during the daytime. God is an awesome God. If we ever take a good look at God in his full wonderful face, God is so awesome. Genesis 3:16 reads as thus, "Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrows and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be thy husband." We have a lot of women, it's not their desire, it's not their husband. They feel like they're supposed to have their own thing, do their own thing. They have their own will. Their desire should be their husband. "And he shall rule over thee." A lot of women say, "I'm not living in the Old Testament." This is for our learning, so that we'll know how to love our husband and how to obey God. First thing, praise God. So we're supposed to know how to treat our husbands, how to love our husbands, how to keep our home intact. Oh, the families are so much torn and being battered about the things that are going on now in the home. It hurts the children that are in the home. Praise God. Let's look at Psalms 127:3-5. 127:3. "Low children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that has his quiver full. It makes a home happy when there is many children. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. The more they are, the more they can fight against the wild. Two is better than one. When you got a large family, hey, they can go to battle. One jump on the other one, think about it in the physical. One jump on the other one's going to be there. They'll help him fight. Hey, a large family is great. A large family is wonderful and beautiful. Well, how are we going to take care of them? God is going to prepare. God will prepare. God does prepare everything that you need. Yes, he will. Psalm 128, 1 through 3. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands, and happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, and thy children like olive plants all around the table. Oh, what a beautiful home. Why can't we have it? We can if we go back to the Word of God and rely upon the Word of God and know that God can help us with these things. We are not relying upon God, believing God that can help us with these things. Every facet of our lives, God has it already in control. There's nothing God won't help us with. Praise God. John 1 and 12 and 13. John 1, 12 and 13 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. All of us who is born of God, you've been born again. You want to know how. You desire God to help you in your family, in every relationship that God has given you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's look at 1 Timothy 5 and 8. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. So man is to prepare for his home. Man is to prepare. God has put everything here for him to have dominion over. So he is to prepare for his home and his wife and his children. He's to go out. He's to take over the fish, kill fish and bring in. Whatever it takes to feed that family. Work. It just said if he don't work, he's worse than an infidel. Praise God. Ezekiel 5, 7 through 10 says, 5, 7 through 10 reads as thus, therefore saith the Lord God, because ye multiplied more than the nations that are round about you, and have not walked in my statutes, neither have kept my judgment, neither have done according to my judgment of the nations and are round about you. Therefore, thus said the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, and I will execute judgment in the midst of thee and in the sight of the nation. See, we have to be obedient to God's word. God's word is the only thing that's going to stand in our lives. Praise God. Verse 9, and I will do in thee that which I have not done, and whereunto I will not do any more the like, because all of thine abominations. God does not like all these abominations that's going on in our families today. Everything, now all kinds of sin, is being perverted. Therefore, the father shall eat the sons, and in the midst of thee and the sons shall eat their fathers. And I will execute judgment in thee, and the whole remnant of thee will I scatter unto all the winds. God is going to scatter this stuff. Families are going to be scattered because of sins and abomination in family members. There's so much hatred. There's so much bitterness. There's so much anger. God is not pleased with this. No. God wants every family to be a loving and a kind family. Proverbs 24 and 27, and then I will give you some examples. 24 and 27 said, prepare thy work without, and make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterward build thine house. You have to go out and work. Man have to go work. God will help him to prepare. God will help man to us to prepare for anything that is needed for our homes. Praise God. Family planning is concerned with ensuring a better quality of life for the individual, the family, the society, and the nation. So every part has to be taken care of. Family planning enables couples to decide how many and how often they should have children. It helps couples to be more responsible in childbearing and child rearing. Family planning is a decision for two people. Husband and wife needs to know how to come together in planning their families. Family planning is caring for the family, as I just read in the scriptures to you, how to prepare for your family. And the husband should not be slothful. He is the number one. He is the head of his household. Family planning is knowing about one's body. God told man and woman that the bed is undefiled, so they should know each other's body. Praise God. Family planning is choosing a lifestyle. Family planning is setting goals and achieving them. Facts about family planning, it is not abortion. It is not, we are not to, just because we have made a baby, it was between the two people, we should not abort it. God did not ordain abortion. It is not absent, being absent. If you're going to be absent from one another, that should be by consent of one another. Praise God. But we say, this is my body. I can do what I want to do with it. But that's not what God says. See, we get off track. We get off track by doing what we want to do and not what God say do. Traditional methods of family planning: peppery ornaments, natural herbs, hormone methods, pills and injections, barrier methods, condoms, IUDs, loopa coil, diaphragm, vaginal spermicide, withdrawal methods, and we're going to go to this scripture in a few minutes, but Genesis 38 and 8. Praise God. Natural methods. Billing methods. Absentee. If one have to be absent from another one, then we ought to have some kind of agreement. Come into some kind of agreement with one another. Praise God. As I said, we don't want to. We just feel like this is my body and I do what I want to do with it. But when you got married, you agreed to be as one. withdrawal method, Genesis 38 and 8 says, praise God, 38 and 8 reads, and Judah said unto Onan, go into thy brother's wife and marry her, and raise up seed to thy brother. That was an agreement that they agreed, so maybe the other one couldn't have children. Judah and Tamar. So he gave his brother to make and Judah said unto Onan, go unto thy brother's wife, his brother's wife, and marry her, and raise up seed to thy brother. They made an agreement. So, when you make an agreement, you don't have to worry about whether you're making the wrong statement as long as two people are agreeing on the same thing. Praise God. Irreversible method, male sterilization, if you agree. A male should not be sterilized if him and his wife is not in agreement. Praise God. Vasectomy operation, still the wife. And if one has cancer or something and they are no longer inoperable and they want to talk about it and say, hey, let's go on and have a vasectomy if we don't want any more children. Whatever you want to talk about. But what I'm saying here, it is supposed to be among agreement, among two people in agreement. Praise God. Female sterilization. Maybe she's going through something and some type of sickness and need to be sterilized. But still, there should be talk about it between the husband and the wife. I'm trying to get you to see agreements where we make many mistakes and say, this is my body. I can do what I want to do with it. I have my, and we are getting off course of what God wants us to do. The Bible say that your body is not your own. When you get married, your body belongs to your husband, as verse vice versa, to the wife. So, then we should talk about things. And you know, what I'm finding out, communication is the worst thing among couples. We can go out and we can talk to everybody else. We can talk among other people instead of talking over our situation with our spouses. And that's where it should begin, in the home. We should always be able to talk to our spouse. Tubal ligation, tying of the tubes, is another one with the woman. We still should go to our husband and talk about it. If you don't desire not to have any more children, for a season, we still go back and talk to one another. Laparoscopic methods. There are different things that you can go into the doctor's offices and have in order to prevent having children for a season or forever. As I said, it's according to what's going on with you and in your body. And yes, you can make decisions, but make it along with your husband. If he doesn't understand, maybe you should go and talk to the pastor, a counselor, and discuss the things. And I know, most men won't. So we have us as women, we have to sit down and talk to them in a very nice and kind way and explain to them, well, honey, we need to talk about it and continue. Don't give up. but not irritating them, what I'm saying. There are times we can go to our mates and talk to our mates on about what's happening in with us and when it comes to family planning. Now, you might be, I just got married, and you're not ready for children yet. You still should talk about family planning, but don't hold it off too long, because most men want a child. Praise God. Hallelujah. So family planning is very important when it comes to our mates and talking to them and getting things in order so there won't be strife and envy what one has done. Oh, you went and done it on your own. You didn't ask me. You didn't consult me and things like that. So we have to talk to each other. Communication. We need that. We need communication. And I find that, as I say it again, that is the worst thing in our home is communication. The man say, oh, I'm the head of this house. I make the decisions in this house. I do this. And then the woman say, oh, this is my body, and I make the decisions for my body. And it comes to an I thing, and not a God thing. That's where we miss God most of all. When we get into the I, we miss God. And God wants to be the center of our attention. God wants to be the author of all everything that comes about in our lives. Praise God. So, family planning, making decisions, hey, we should go to God and consult. First, go to each other, talk to each other, and then go to God together on our knees. Say, honey, we're going to pray about this thing. We're going to ask God about this thing. And we know that God will direct our footsteps because he said he would. Praise God. When we do, we'll have that caring for each other. Because it's in the heart of man, the love of God. The caring will come forth, and the sweetness of the Spirit will manifest itself in our hearts. Praise God. And bring joy and peace in the home. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we have to be very careful when choosing our own lifestyles of what we want to do and how we want to do it. And say, Lord, you are the author of this thing, God. And I bring it all to you. As I always say when I'm coming in, Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. So if you are laden about anything, or you need to ask Jesus about anything, just go to him and bring it and lay it at the foot of the cross. He's already died for you. Praise God. Jesus already paid the price. He knows what you're going to do before you even do it. Praise God. So, when you are getting ready for setting goals and in life, starting out or have started out, and things that you want to achieve. You know, I see many marriages, praise God. When they got married, they had goals that they wanted to achieve, and those goals were broken. They didn't achieve what they had planned because their marriage vow were broken. They had cheated on each other, or one cheated on the other, and now they are breaking apart. One had great, great goals. They had planned to buy their own home, or if they had bought it, now they got to break all this up. But this is the enemy coming in. The enemy coming in to steal and destroy. He does not want you to have a happy home. No, Satan does not want you to have a happy home. So he's coming in there to do all that he can to break up everything that God has planned for your life, praise God. So, what we need to do as a family unit,
Praise God. We should always pray. Prayer should be always in the home. Prayer. Prayer. Husband, pray for your wife. Husband, it always have been called a family that prays together stays together. Praise God. A family that prays together stays together. Praise God. So we have to learn that we need to, you know, I find that people don't pray in the home, a lot of people. They just partying and having a good time, and they just leaving everything up to whatever may happen. And when there's a breakdown, then everybody wants to run to God. Then it's late. Oh, it's very late in the hour. You weren't coming together before now. Now you want God to answer you right away. Oh, God, what has happened here? The devil was waiting for that loophole because you never did give God the praise. Praise God. Don't we see where we're missing God? Oh, we don't want to see sometimes. Sometimes husband and wives are so busy enjoying all the money that they make. All the beauty of beautiful homes, but God is not being uplifted in there. They're going about their daily chores, busy, 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 and not coming to the place to acknowledge each other, to love each other, to be there for each other, to ask each other. They're just going about their daily lives. But Satan is right there waiting to step in to cause havoc. And when you know anything, oh, he killed his wife, or they are divorced. That's what we are hearing now. How many families we talking about? We heard that the man killed his wife. My God. So, we ought to come together and pray and in one accord and let God be the leader in our house. Joshua said, he said, for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. For me and my household. Will you say the same thing tonight? For me and my household, we will serve the Lord. I'll go back. I will go back from the beginning, start from the beginning. If I have to start way over in the season, and I will start like God want me to start. And I will call my family together. We will pray together. We will acknowledge who is the author and the finisher of our lives. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so glad that you tuned in tonight. Praise on for family night. Praise God. This was our family night. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I do want to bless you and thank you for being on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. So thankful that you was here tonight with me and everyone that listens in on this program the next week. Praise God. And I pray that you would just get with God and say, God, what you want me to do in my family? And if you don't have a family, get one and oh, go together. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. I pray that you be blessed this week in your going in, your uprising, and your sitting down, that God will hold no good thing from those that walk upright before him. Praise God. Have a good night and a good week. Praise God. I know God got something good for you. Praise God all the time, all the time. All right now, good night now, and love you much. Be back here with us next Friday night and next Sunday. Bye-bye. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah.